Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. From Broken Glass, my story of finding hope in Hitler's death camps to inspire a new generation is a Holocaust memoir by Steve Ross that traces a journey from a childhood shattered by anti-Semitic violence to survival in the Nazi camp system and, later, a life dedicated to education and remembrance. The title points to the era of Kristallnacht, when broken storefront windows signaled a broader campaign to strip Jewish families of safety, rights, and belonging. Ross recounts the escalating persecution that forces difficult choices, the disorienting brutality of deportation and imprisonment, and the constant struggle to hold on to dignity amid hunger, fear, and loss. Yet the narrative is also shaped by resilience, moments of human solidarity, moral courage, and the determination to outlast a regime built on dehumanization. Written with an eye toward younger readers as well as adults, the book connects personal memory to a civic purpose, showing why testimony still matters in an age when hatred can be repackaged and history can be denied or ignored. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life fractured by Kristallnacht and rising anti-Semitism. A central topic of the memoir is how quickly a society can normalize exclusion and violence. Ross places his early experiences against the backdrop of intensifying anti-Semitism in Nazi-controlled Europe, when laws and public messaging worked together to isolate Jewish families long before the camps. The reference to broken glass evokes Kristallnacht, a coordinated wave of destruction that signaled a turning point from discrimination to open terror. In memoir terms, this period often involves the collapse of everyday routines, school, friendships, jobs, and neighborhood life become unsafe, and fear becomes a constant companion. Ross frames these developments not as distant history, but as a process, showing how propaganda, opportunism, and silence can make persecution feel inevitable. The topic helps readers recognize warning signs in any era, scapegoating, the erosion of civil rights, and the gradual shifting of what people are willing to tolerate. By grounding this in personal memory, the book encourages empathy while also offering a civic lesson about vigilance. The emphasis is on what it felt like to be targeted and how families tried to make sense of a world changing faster than they could respond. Secondly, deportation, camp reality, and the mechanics of dehumanization, Ross also examines the brutal system that turned people into numbers and labor units. Holocaust memoirs commonly describe how deportation ruptured families and erased identity through forced transport, confiscation of belongings, shaved heads, uniforms, and arbitrary rules enforced by violence. This topic focuses on the mechanics of dehumanization, hunger as a weapon, exhaustion as a policy, fear as a tool of control, and uncertainty as a constant psychological assault. Ross's story underscores that survival was never solely about strength. It depended on circumstance, the decisions of others, and a regime designed to make ordinary moral instincts collapse. The day-to-day reality inside camps often involved impossible choices, witnessing cruelty and struggling to maintain a sense of self when every signal said you did not matter. By describing these structures, the memoir helps readers understand that the Holocaust was not only an explosion of hate, but also an organized system with logistics, hierarchy, and routine. That clarity matters for education because it counters vague notions of evil by showing how institutions and compliance can produce mass suffering. The topic invites readers to confront what such conditions do to the human mind and body. Thirdly, small acts of hope, solidarity, and moral courage. Amid overwhelming brutality, the memoir highlights how hope can exist in fragments, and how solidarity can be a form of resistance. This topic explores the role of human connection in survival, sharing scarce information, offering a warning, trading a small resource, or providing a moment of kindness that restores a sense of humanity. In many survivor narratives, hope is not optimism. It is a decision to keep going even when the future is unimaginable. Ross presents the ways prisoners could preserve inner life through memory, loyalty to family, faith, or ethical commitments, and the refusal to become what their oppressors demanded. Moral courage also appears in the actions of people who, even in constrained circumstances, chose to help rather than harm. The memoir's emphasis on these moments serves two purposes. First, it prevents the story from becoming only a catalog of atrocities by showing the complexity of human behavior under extreme pressure. Second, it provides a bridge to younger readers by illustrating that character is revealed in small choices, not only grand gestures. The topic ultimately argues that dignity can survive even when freedom does not, and that the spark of hope can be carried forward into later life as a responsibility. Fourthly, after liberation, trauma, rebuilding, and the long shadow of survival, another important theme is what happens after the camps, when survival becomes a lifelong process rather than a single moment. Liberation did not automatically restore health, family, or a sense of safety. Ross's story points to common post-war realities for survivors: grief for lost relatives, physical recovery, displacement, and the challenge of building a stable identity after years of being treated as less than human. Many survivors faced the difficulty of speaking about experiences that felt unspeakable, especially when communities wanted to move on or could not understand. This topic addresses how trauma can persist through nightmares, anxiety, and hypervigilance, yet also how purpose and relationships can support healing. Rebuilding often involved education, work, forming a family, and learning how to trust again. The memoir's arc suggests that resilience is not the absence of pain, but the capacity to create a meaningful life alongside it. By including the post-war period, the book expands the reader's understanding of the Holocaust's impact beyond wartime dates. It shows how history lives in bodies and families, and why support for survivors, remembrance, and honest education are essential parts of justice. Lastly, Testimony for a New Generation: Education, Memory, and Civic Responsibility. The final major topic is the author's commitment to transforming personal testimony into public education. Ross framed his memoir as a message to younger generations, emphasizing why remembering is not only about honoring victims, but also about preventing future atrocities. This theme connects the past to present-day challenges such as prejudice, denial, and the ease with which misinformation spreads. The book demonstrates how first-person stories can reach audiences in ways statistics cannot, creating emotional understanding and moral clarity. It also highlights the role of schools, museums, and community programs in sustaining historical knowledge as survivor populations age. In this topic, the memoir becomes a call to action. Readers are encouraged to notice early signs of dehumanization, speak up when people are targeted, and refuse to treat hate as normal. The focus is not partisan politics, but civic ethics, the obligations of bystanders, and the importance of empathy grounded in facts. By aiming to inspire, the memoir positions memory as a living practice rather than a ceremonial one. This approach differentiates the book from purely historical overviews by showing how one life story can become a tool for education, dialogue, and moral development. In conclusion, this book is best suited for teens, educators, parents, and adult readers who want a personal, accessible entry point into Holocaust history through lived experience rather than abstract overview. It will also resonate with anyone interested in resilience, moral decision-making under pressure, and the long-term effects of trauma and displacement. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the book's dual focus. It deepens historical understanding while strengthening ethical awareness. Ross' story encourages readers to recognize how prejudice escalates, how silence enables harm, and how dignity can be protected through solidarity and courage, even when circumstances are brutal. It also models how survivors can transform suffering into purpose by educating others and defending human rights. Compared with similar books, its distinctive value lies in its explicit mission to reach and inspire a new generation, linking memoir to civic responsibility. Rather than leaving readers only with horror, it frames remembrance as something practical, a guide for empathy, vigilance, and action. For readers deciding what to buy, this memoir offers both a compelling survivor narrative and a clear educational intent, making it a strong choice for classrooms, family discussions, and community reading programs. If you would like to support Steve Ross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.